time now it's 10 o'clock. We are running short of one member to make a call. It's half past eight because I'm at one. I'm at one. It's supposed to talk about starting the security cluster meeting at 10. I'm hoping that everyone does have an agenda in front of him or her. We'll start with the report and not to adopt the minutes or anything until we have the full quorum of the meeting. We are conscious of the fact that we'll be having another meeting of security and justice committee sitting in the same venue. So the issue of time is critical. You are all welcome, honorable members, from the recess, which I know it was not a time to rest, but also the time to do your political work in your various organizations. And we did have our own in here at Parliament the whole 2 weeks. We didn't have our own recess, but we are not complaining. It's part of the job that we have to do. Honorable members, you will recall that we did send you a report. Reports that are in relation with the visit that we had in Johannesburg, the Ndlovu petition. So I am hoping that you did look at it. And then we'll be deliberating on it. But before that, can you close the door? Can we deal with the apologies? I know that we have, it's me. It's Honorable Sheikh. Can I take a call for Honorable Sheikh? Honorable Sheikh, we're in the middle of the meeting. We don't have a, tell him, no, we do not have, yes, we don't have a quorum. Tell him. Sure. Thanks.
Hey, Jenny.
Chief doesn't want to release him. I'm trying to switch it off. I don't even know that it's on. I'm hoping that I did. We'll start with the apologies. Honorable Mthethwa is not going to be part of the meeting. He's held up in the interview of the judges. It's not that he's at home. And also Melkalaikas is joining us late. So those and Honorable Fesser, is it Fesser or Fesser? Honorable Fesser is also joining late. So the two of them are joining us late. So hoping by that time we will be already dealing with the minutes. So now we are dealing with Ndlovu petition, which you all received the copy. Can I then wait for you to make comments on the vote of the Ndlovu report? Everyone is quiet. It means the report is the true reflection.
I was not there.
I was there.
I was not on that oversight.
There were people that were in the oversight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe I should say something.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. No sense, Chair. I think the report is in order.
Mm-hmm.
What we saw now.
Okay. The report is adopted as a true reflection of what is there. Oh, there are also, yes, there are also recommendations in the report. If you have gone through the report, so can we quickly talk to the recommendations?
But there's no recommendation.
Okay. as the committee, we have to formulate a resolution around the Ndlovu report. If you recall, there were a number of areas that we're looking at the Ndlovu report. The first issue was the issue of, if you remember, they said they were paying money for insurance of the building in their understanding. On that one, we got the clarity that that was not factually true from the officials of the municipality. And two, there was an issue of them demanding that they should be given the whole piece of land that we visited as the committee. And there was proposal as the third one from the municipality that there should be negotiations between Ndlovu family and the municipality. The municipality is prepared to give Ndlovu family a piece of land there, but not the whole area that the Ndlovu people are demanding. Am I right? Yes. Not the whole piece of land as they are demanding as Ndlovu family. So we said as this committee, they should continue with their negotiations and reach a consensus on the issue so that the matter is settled. There was an agreement from both Ndlovu family and the municipality that they will interact and find consensus on the issue. So that's where we are in terms of us saying, are we agreeing that, and let's allow them the space to negotiate and agree on the settlement. Lastly, we've satisfied ourselves on the issue of the payment of the insurance, and Ms. Ndlovu was present. That one is dispensed. It's only the issue of compensation in terms of getting the piece of land which they can utilize for their own use in anything that they want to use it. Do you want to add something?
If I may, Chair, remember we also indicated that the issue of title deeds is also a closed matter.
Yes.
So perhaps in our report, Mr. McKee, we can also note that. An observation.
Okay, the issue of title deed, because they never bought the building. It was leased to them. So obviously, the whole issue of the title deed belongs to the municipality, not to the Ndlovu family. So those were the issues. You wanted to say something. Can you switch off this one?
Yeah, all I wanted to ask is just, was there any time frames in terms of between the two? Because if there's any time frame for them to reach settlement so that they can move as quick as possible.
Okay.
It's just that. Just
thanks, Chair. I think that was my same issue as well. But I think if perhaps depending on the what needs to be dealt with in relation to coming to a settlement on the land. Perhaps if they we perhaps should also give them a time frame, Chair.
Okay. That's true. It's a matter that we harped on it in our meeting in Johannesburg, that this time we don't want this thing to be prolonged until the finishing of the term. So it's correct that let us have our own time frame as a committee as to what time frame are we giving them to finalize the matter. I'm allowing the House to make recommendations in terms of the time frame. There's a hand.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, thanks, Chair. It's just that I'm not sure about the issue of the zoning. I think at some point there was an issue of the zoning about that piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be maybe the only thing that can track this whole thing on the side of the municipality. But as Honorable Gala said, the sooner the better. I think we on our side, we, in terms of the time frame, on our side, we want this matter to be resolved as soon as possible. So I think if we can maybe get an indication from the municipality, and then that will at least give us an idea so that we set up our own time frame. Thank you.
Leku, are you?
No, I'm covered.
Covered?
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable.
Me?
Thanks. I'm saying
no.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thanks, Jefferson. I think it's also, like I said, I think we should find out what processes need to be undertaken. There should be some stipulated legal time frames as well, around zoning as well, rezoning.
Mm.
I think we need to consider those factors as well, and obviously in consultation with the municipality they can advise us and say what time frames, but I think legally we can also look into what are the time frames, and then perhaps just out of the cuff say 3 months, Jefferson, but I think 3 months is a bit long. But maybe we should say 3 months, depending on how long it takes to rezone. And if it's a quicker process, if it's a longer process, I think we should stick to 3 months, because it would put pressure then on the municipality as well to fast track the matter. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think can I get a seconder on the issue of 3 months as a time frame set, but we'll also look at the whole issue of rezoning. How long does it take? But as the committee, we're giving them 3 months so that we even put pressure on them. So I just want the seconder on that one, because I cannot second from the chair. Thank you very much. It's seconded. We're giving them 3 months for them to deal with the matter. I'm hoping that you are taking notes. And we have finalized the issue of Ndlovu. It takes us to point four. Am I right?
Chair, can I just ask?
No, there's two.
Yeah. And on the Ndlovu issue, can I just?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. When are they going to give us progress in terms of, or they're making any strides in terms of, or are we just going to wait for 3 months and then nothing happens? And how are we going to assist them?
Okay.
Because just giving them 3 months, they can drag and say, but if there are issues that are actually, that would not assist them in getting to the 3 months, like issue of zoning, they must be able to notify the committee and saying, these are the stumbling blocks, you know, pertaining to this issue, and so that we are aware, so that at least we are on par of what is happening in terms of progress.
I hear you saying, yes, we have 3 months as the deadline for them to complete, but the office must also do a follow-up of a progress made to date since we visited them, so that by the time we reach the 3 months, at least there's interaction that is happening between our office and them in terms of ensuring that things are happening. It's not waiting for that 3 months so that they say, please extend. Mm. So I'm hearing us saying that. Can you?
If I may, the practice is normally that Mr. Mkhize writes to the relevant department requesting a progress report. And in that request for a progress report, the time frame is usually stipulated. So I'm sure that he will take it upon himself to write to the relevant municipality and then request that information.
Follow up?
Yeah. Advocate, I hear you, but how often is he going to do that?
Yeah, but I think
I think what is important for us is to, we want to expedite this matter, and for us to do that, we must be shown as you know, serious about this matter. And if it means that Mr. Mkhize has to telephonically speak to the person that is championing this issue on a weekly basis, then it should be done like that, so that every week at least, if it means every Monday, he must pick up a call and speak to the person that is delivering the matter from the side of the municipality, then he should do that, so that we can see whether there is progress. You know, I'm just, I don't know.
Okay. Honorable Sheikh?
Yes, thanks, Jefferson. Jefferson, I think progress, we should look at it also, we should look at it from the side of us as a select committee.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps if we do give the municipality, well, we're giving the municipality a 3-month deadline.
Okay.
So in addition to Mr. Ndlovu lodging his request,
mm-hmm.
I think we can stipulate that the municipality should give us whether it could be monthly reports on this matter,
okay.
So that we're able to also from our side monitor progress on it, and we're also able to see if there are any other stumbling blocks and where, if needs be, as a committee we can make interventions. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you very much. You're welcome, Honorable Member.
I second that.
You seconding Honorable Sheikh.
Oh. See Sheikh.
Yes, are we then adopting the report based on all what we have discussed around the report? Sir Vumelan.
Yeah.
I need the mover in the second, please.
I second.
You move.
I move.
Okay. Who is seconding the report? We are figuring out. We are fine.
I'm
wrong.
Why you call
him? I'm not allowing him to.
Yes.
I second the report.
Thank you very much. You were not there, but you are here now. You have a right to second. Now, we are going to look at the report, the human settlement. You remember, we did have the representatives of the department, which took us through their report. Now is the time for us to consider that report and adopt it as well. I am sure that you did receive the report and you look at it, if it's a true reflection of what was discussed in the last meeting, so that it gets to be adopted. Mola, you were there,
yes.
Honorable Mola. We are welcome as well.
Okay, Chief. You want me to say we adopt the report?
You can have a comment first from the report if it's a true reflection of what was discussed on that day, and then you move for adoption.
Jefferson, yeah, it was a true reflection for that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I say the House must adopt.
Recommendations? Do you have any recommendation? Oh, okay. As the core recommendations in the report, but if as a committee, based on the report that we have read, we have issues that we would like to lift and make them as recommendations of the committee. Sina Yomosle report, Abba Pambuit.
Yes.
Anything that you want to lift from the report and make recommendations to the minister of human settlement? Nisai Kumbula Kofi report.
Yes, I remember.
Okay. I see any given that we to say Kumbula. The report for human settlement. the critical issue, which I still remember very clear, was on issue of title deeds from that committee. Title deeds, which are very slow in terms of getting delivered to the rightful owners. Ngiyayikhumbula ke leyo into from the report that we were not happy about it, and it was raised even in the undertakings of the department. And there was also an issue of, I'm just reminding you, there was also an issue of a commitment by the minister to have a fund that will be utilized for assistance for those that do not qualify, am I correct, qualify for the RDP houses, and yet in terms of the bracket that they are in, they are unable to get a human settlement scheme. So the minister promised to set up a certain fund that would assist those people to get an access to be able to get access to funding to build their own homes. So we're saying to the minister, this thing was said long time ago. When is it actually happening? And Father Misuteta, Honorable Mola.
Yes, Chairperson, and the issue of the RDP houses that are issued to three people. One house is issued to three people. Yeah, that they must go and fix it, because they said if they can't find the number one, they took number two. But they don't change in their system.
Mm.
The house appears in two people. They said they are going to do that.
Okay. I'm noting the hands yet.
I was raising the issue of Kwama Chiza Hostel to the minister, where there is one guy at the Golden Garden. The people who were staying in Kwama Chiza, they will move, some of them moved to Golden Garden. And in Golden Garden, there's a big corruption where you find a person bought two houses, which is four rooms of the state houses, and renting those houses to certain people in Golden Garden, where I belong. And I also make to the minister that the people of Kwama Chiza, they are so sovereign that we must also go and say that they are overcrowded like sardines on those hostels.
Kwama Chiza Hostel matter. We are lifting it as an issue to be looked at. So I'm hoping that you are taking notes of the 4 points that are coming from the committee. Human settlement fund, title deeds, allocation of houses to three people which disadvantage others to reapply for the RDP house. The last one is the issue of Kwama Chiza Hostel, where there are challenges which need a department to look at with the municipality. So those are the 4 points that are coming out from the report of the human settlement. Those are our recommendations. Those are the four things that we recommend. Okay.
Sorry, can you just repeat them, please?
First is the Human Settlement Fund, which was an undertaking by the minister. It was an undertaking, which has not been implemented since. Two is the issue of fast-tracking title deeds.
Okay.
Three is the issue of the ownership of the RDP houses to three or more people from the same house, which needs to be corrected by the department. Lastly, is the Kwama Chiza Hostel matter, which needs a follow-up with department and in municipality in that area. I do not know where exactly is Gwamas.
It's not in Joburg.
Is in Joburg in Sebokeng. There's a place called Sebokeng.
I want to be specific, it's Sebokeng.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So those are our recommendations to
Chair.
Yes.
I think we should also add the one on executive undertaking number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Where he talks about supply. You know, I think the challenge that we are facing in municipalities is that you'll find when they are building these low-cost houses, you'll find most of the time, like where I come from, we would say it's over the mountain.
Mm.
So you see, you don't use local suppliers, and that's a challenge.
Mm.
You'll get a lot of grant that goes to municipalities, but you'll find 80% of the grant is not used in the local space, and that causes a problem. And
mm-hmm.
I think that is one of the undertakings they are struggling to, because it deals with procurement and how it is going to be done to make sure that if they are building houses in our local municipalities, at least they must make sure the suppliers are local, so that we can actually stimulate the economy of that particular municipality.
Okay. I take your point, although the argument would be the skills that sometimes are necessary. It may happen that you may not get in the area where they are doing work. But the issue of stimulating the local business is a critical issue. I cannot dispute on that one. Doing a follow-up on that.
Yeah. I think, Chair, this is one of the issues that I was driving when I was still a councillor in Jebatos Grove, where I was actually saying, When we talk about issuing material, building material, so I know it's work in progress, but there must be mechanisms that are in place so that at least we develop these young businesses so that they can actually supply us. Because when it comes to the building of houses, we build houses and we build houses up until the government decides, no, we are no longer going to build houses. But there is people that are there, and that is people that have the capability of actually supplying, but they are not given assistance, because people would prefer that we rather go to big suppliers that are in Cape Town and that are not in our rural municipalities. I think that's where we are actually saying we should move away of supplying from Cape Town, whereas we should make sure that we develop people within our municipalities that can actually supply us this material that we are using to build these houses. And it's not something that can be done over a period of 2 days. But the seed must be planted so that it can be watered and it can actually grow and say, this is what we actually achieve in terms of making sure that people are becoming, participants in the economy of the country.
You wanted to say something?
Yes.
No. Giuseppe, right at the end.
No, thanks, Chair. I don't know if this take it as a matter that needs to be looked at, but I know for a fact that there's a lot of projects in some of the municipalities of building a house that has never kicked off.
Mm.
And we know for a fact that maybe some of the contractors, in some of the municipalities, the contractors, it's only foundations there, and the contractor is nowhere to be found.
Okay.
And it's been years. There's no follow-ups in those things, and nothing is happening.
Okay.
So I think the committee, we also need to take this up and make follow-ups in all these municipalities. I think we must have a way that the department must go back and track all the projects that were given to contractors to build those houses. Thank you.
Honorable Mullen?
Thank you, Chairperson. What I am saying about this is that the main contractor must give the local contractor 30%, because that's what Sileku was saying.
Hmm.
Yeah, we know that the contractors are from the province who are building houses, but 30% must go to the local contractors. They must not take all the 100%.
And the other thing of the low pace of RDP houses, we have a problem in my constituency because the province doesn't pay the main contract. And when it doesn't pay the contract, it goes back to the local contractors because they are not paid. That's why they leave the houses. They don't build houses. The payment of the main contractor is the main problem because province doesn't want to pay. They said, we don't have money. They write letters to the main contractor and said, we are going to pay you in April. And those people that are down there, the subcontractors, they are not building because they are saying we are not paid. Each and every Monday when I go to constituencies, I got those problems.
Sure.
Let's tell the province to speed up the process of payment so that we can have service delivered. Thank you.
You know, on this one, it's quite tricky. I will tell you why. The Department of Human Settlement is not the one that is actually building the house. It's municipalities that get to build the houses. It's their supply chain policy that is being used to deliver the houses. Even in terms of payment that we're talking about, I've once experienced in my another life, when a province gives you a certain amount of houses to build, you as the municipality, you build far above what has been assigned to your municipality to build, to construct the houses. Ne? Once that happens, the province doesn't pay you for that. I think we need to know that you are given a certain number of houses to build as a municipality at a financial year, and you get to build those houses, not at one time. Maybe you are given 1,000 houses. Out of that 1,000 houses, you first build a number of those from the thousands that you are given. And then after completion of that number, you can claim from the department, and the department pays you for that number. But if you exceed the 1,000 that you are given, it then becomes your responsibility as the municipality to take from your own coffers to build those houses. And then when the next financial year comes, it's then that again the Department of Human Settlement will give you again another 1,000. Out of that 1,000 that you are given now, you first had to pay for those that you didn't pay in the last financial year. So this one is tricky to demand it from the department. It needs us to get closer to a specific municipality, which was an agency of the province to build the structures. So that one really needs to be cautious not to make it as one of our recommendations per se to the department, but to say to the department they must monitor their agency, how they do their work in constituencies, because some of their projects are on standstill. To make sense.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's another thing that kind of looking at it as years lento.
But, Chair, sorry to interrupt you. What I'm saying, they are not building more houses that is not required. They said they are building houses in phases. I don't know what's happening. But the problem is, the main contractor is appointed by the province,
mm-hmm.
and the subcontractors are from local.
Mm.
When they are finished their phase, I don't know phase one or phase two, they are not paid. When they want money from the main contractor, he says the province didn't pay him. He also even emailed me the letter from the province that says, we don't have money now, we are going to pay you in April. So when they are saying that, he gave that letter to the subcontractor, they stop building the houses.
Okay.
That's the main problem.
Yes.
It's not that they overbuild.
Mm.
They build in phases. If they are finished with phase one and two,
mm.
if they want their money. The main contractor said the province didn't pay me, and the province gave me this letter and said they are going to pay me in April. They stopped. They said we are not going to build because we are not paid. You know, we are solving those problems. And when you phone the finance in the province, they will say we are going to pay, we send letters, we are going to pay them at this time. So now they are not building. The service delivery is stopped. Others,
okay.
there is this, yeah, they don't pay. That's
okay.
what we are complaining. The main contractor is from province,
mm.
the local one.
Mm.
If they don't pay the main contractor, the main contractor doesn't pay the local contractors. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want still us to make this as a recommendation
mm.
from this report that we are dealing with.
Mm.
It is a matter that we can take it up in another committee we are all serving in, which is specific on human settlement, and then we leave that as an issue for them to address.
To address, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I don't say it's not a matter to be addressed, but let us not cloud it here because it was not part of the issues that were debated on that particular day. But let's list it in our Committee of Human Settlement as an issue to be followed up. Okay?
Yes.
You are covered.
But they are most.
No, no. We agree on the issue of local
yeah.
Economic development in terms of the program of human settlement. There is no problem with that. Are we then done with the human settlement report? Can we then adopt the report with the recommendation? Honorable Mola, are you
proposing?
Yes. I need a seconder then.
I second that.
Thank you very much. Now, the third report, welcome, Honorable Member. We had your apology.
Thank you.
We are on point three now. We are looking at the report, Yagwa Social Development. Also, it was submitted to all of us. So, we need recommendations in terms of that report, issues that we'd like to lift at this committee for the department to follow up. And thereafter, we adopt the report as our report to council. I'm going to allow you to look at the report for a while and leave issues without guiding you this time. Psychosocial development on under teaching. They have given us their progress report. Nothing. It's recommending to. Yes.
On executive undertaking one, they said we intend to use this investment to stimulate further local economic development by way of introducing alternative pay points and local health shop. The time frame, Chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. about the time frame. When, because if they are saying we intend, we don't know when.
Mm.
Is it in 2023 or 20? Let's stick to the time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So that
okay.
If they don't do it, we must make a follow-up.
All right.
Undertaking number one.
Mm.
Other undertakings? Are we happy? We don't want to do anything? Yes. Honorable member?
Yes, undertaking number five. I just want clarity, or I don't know how can we the allocation of these ECDs for in a childhood development center.
Mm.
I know for a fact that there was a complaint that that we received, especially from my province.
Mm.
They are not getting the same allocation as, say, for instance, ECDs that are in housing.
Mm.
So, and in the table of the allocation there, we are not given figures. It's just it's not no breakdown in figures. This is what the department undertakes to do in terms of allocation to different cities.
Mm.
If we can, because I should think it should be fair that if there's an ECD, if, say, for instance, the minimum kids that you must have in your center is 50. So if you've got 50 kids, this is so much that you get. But I think there's a challenge there. If they can perhaps maybe try to sort that one out in terms of allocation.
Okay.
Percent. Thank you.
Sure. Any other one? Member? Yes, sir.
You see, myself, I have a very serious problem about the place where Kwamasiza. When you look to the Kwamasiza, if you can just simply go and check that the place of Kwamasiza, I've got photos of the place. There's sewage everywhere. And I don't know how can we solve that problem. How can we intervene on that?
The issue of sewer at Kwamasiza, we are going to pack that one as well. For our committee, when we deal with the water and sanitation department, luckily for us, is within our own committee, not necessarily the petition. We also members of human sanitation and water and sanitation. So that's where we can locate the issue of Kwamasiza spillages. Okay? Those are the only two that we feel strongly that we want to recommend on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Chair. I was reading on the report about the issue of social work being absorbed by the departments, but seemingly there is no uniformity in terms of the departments, DSD. In some provinces, you'll find they will appoint them on permanent basis.
Mm.
In some provinces, they will appoint them on temporary basis.
Mm.
So how are we going to make sure that if there's a target saying that we want to appoint so many in a particular financial year?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the department and the provinces seemingly they are not talking. So we should actually look at it, making sure that all provinces are actually doing the same thing to make sure that the department actually achieves what it wants to achieve at the end of the day. So not province A doing X and province B doing Z.
Okay.
It's just there should be uniformity.
Okay. The uniformity in terms of appointment of social workers after getting trained by the department. So we need the department to be clear on that one. And again, on the issue of social early childhood development, there was a issue between the Department of Education and Department of Social Development where to locate this function. So we really need clarity from the department. Who exactly is the custodian of the early childhood development program between the two departments, because you find a situation where social development gets involved, Department of Education, by virtue of them being located, some of them in schools, the department get to be involved as well. And there was a debate that that function is going to be taken to Department of Education because of it, people that are responsible for training, they need to be trained by Department of Education.
Mm.
And then on the issue of funds, it will be coming from its Department of Social Development. We need that clarity. When are they finalizing their discussions on that issue so that we know exactly who is accounting for what? Because there's part of training of teachers by the Department of Education, there's part of funding the project of early childhood development by Department of Social Development. So there is confusion in terms of that. I think we need to leave that as a point. Can we agree on that, honorable members? Any other points that want to raise? I think those are the points, because there's no addition. We are then done with the point three. Oh yes, we need to adopt. I need a person to adopt and second the report of social development that we have discussed it and we have heard recommendations. Quiet. Honorable Mola.
I wish
you move.
You move.
Yeah, I move.
Thanks. You second. Thank you very much. It has been moved and seconded. Now we are going to equal consideration or and adoption of outstanding minutes of our meeting. Una minute is koyoke apo in your report, in your package. The first minute, which date are they? Only one set. It's only one set of minutes of the Wednesday, 11 September 2019. The first page is just dealing with the persons who were present in the meeting. And the second page, it also deals with the report itself up until page 3. Can I give you a chance of looking at the minutes?
Chair, I'll be the first.
Yes.
I see I'm still Mrs. here.
Oh, owner status is different.
My wife will divorce me.
His wife will be very
My wife will divorce me, I'm telling you.
Yeah, please let's correct that. Can we go then to page 2? Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's on page 1, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I see I was absent here.
You're always absent.
You were not absent. No, I was present.
Who turned the symbol?
11 September.
Yeah.
Go on.
11 September, you were absent.
Was I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recall.
Okay.
Can you so much go and check?
I'll check.
Can
we
attend the committee?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah.
Just one. Which committee is it? Is petition.
Chair. Mm-hmm. Are you looking at me?
Yes, sir.
Last time I made a recommendation in the House, it was unanimous that with minutes we must have the attendance register signed, a copy of it attached to it. So we don't dispute. So even Zander Mela says he was present, then we can actually look in terms of the minutes and see Zander Mela was not there because there's no signature there.
Mm-hmm.
It will avoid all these unnecessary things, you know, saying I was there. And I said we need to attach the signed one, that page just to say who was here and who was not here.
Can, for the purpose of us, for this particular meeting, ask the secretary of the committee to scan the register, signed register, to all members of the committee. By end of business today, we should have that copy in our electronic and to confirm that who was present, who was not present. Honorable Vademela, you will see from that that you were present or absent. Next meeting, we are not talking about that again.
Yeah.
It will be attached here.
Attached. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now we are on the actual minutes. We have dealt with the apologies and everything. Can someone move the adoption of the minute?
I so move.
You move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seconded by Mona. Thank you very much. That's it of our today's meeting. Thank you very much for attending. It has been a productive meeting. Now everyone can have to see. So that if you have time, the meeting is attended. Thank you very much.